So why is it, why is Revelation so hard for people to grasp, to read, to understand?
Country music singer John Rich was recently on Tucker Carlson's podcast. John Rich recently put out a song titled Revelation, where he sings about the book of Revelation, and it's quite a good song. During the podcast, they talked a lot about the book of Revelation, Christianity, and Bible prophecy.
So for thousands of years, the prophecies in Revelation and Daniel and other places seemed like such science fiction to people. They just couldn't understand how these things are even possible.
This is often an overlooked fact about Bible prophecy. The end times prophecies that the Bible predicts will be coming are way too detailed and specific for John on the island of Patmos to just create out of thin air with his imagination.
Including my own dad, who's been preaching since he was about 19. He's in his early 70s now. And he said, yeah, John, you know, just never could understand how some of these things were possible. For instance, the mark of the beast. How is it possible, we would all say, that you could track every human being in the world and know where they are and how they get their money and where they spend their money? I mean, that's just impossible.
2,000 years ago, when the Holy Spirit gave John the book of Revelation to write down, the possibility of every person on the earth being marked and controlled was completely unimaginable.
And here we sit going, oh no, they're tracking us right now. They know exactly where we spend our money and where we get our money. Because it says you won't be able to buy or sell unless you have the mark of the beast. You could replace the word beast with system.
Revelation says that.
Oh yeah, without the mark.
You won't be able to buy or sell
unless you bear the mark of the beast.
He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666.
What is the beast?
The beast is going to be whatever entity, a group of nations it speaks of, that will set into motion. We always talk about globalists and the globalist agenda and all these things. It will be a globalized stranglehold on the human population, that they will know where you spend your money, where you get your money.
The three evil entities that will be in power during this stage of the book of Revelation will be the dragon, Satan, the beast, the Antichrist, and the second beast, the false prophet. All these three will work together as a type of evil trinity. Satan likes to copy God because he wants to be like God. So the same way God is made up of the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, this evil trinity will be Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. These three evil forces will have control of all the major world systems when they're in power, economic, political, and even spiritual, as they will demand the worship of every person on the earth.
I didn't realize it said, how did I miss that? It says you can't buy or sell without the mark of the beast.
Without the mark, yes, that's
John,
correct.
On the Apostle John on some Greek island 2,000 years ago said that.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And so, so prior to technology showing up where it's at now in 2024, these things were impossible. How's that going to happen?
That's a pretty specific call, though.
Very specific.
And I also don't quite know how I read the whole thing and didn't catch that.
Well, it's a...
Because that is one of the central questions. I mean, that's like top three question of our current moment is, will we allow technology to take our autonomy away and, for example, control what we buy or sell?
Right. Let's look at some ways that the systems for the Mark of the Beast to be implemented are being set up this very day. Central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, are digital versions of a country's physical currency issued by the central bank. Many countries around the world are looking at ways to digitize their currencies. A cashless society is something we're hearing more and more about these days. A few years ago, the WEF put out an article, The Benefits of a Cashless Society. Obviously, if they take away the physical currencies and it goes to digital only, it'll be very easy for the beast to turn on and off anybody's ability to buy or sell. And without going into too much detail, we've already seen a type of worldwide implementation of complete control where you can't buy or sell, denied access to stores, flying on airplanes, or even going to your jobs unless you wore something on your face or had something injected into your body. This is another incredible proof of the validity of the Book of Revelation being given to John by God. No one could have foreseen or even imagined that type of worldwide control 2,000 years ago.
So it is interesting. They replace, the White House replaces Easter with Transvisibility Day. They put an old lady and many others in prison for praying in an abortion clinic. These are obvious attacks on Christianity. Putting Christians in prison because they're Christians, that's an attack on Christianity. And you haven't heard a ton from preachers on that. I mean, some, but you'd think they would be rising up as one and saying, no, not allowed. But they're not.
The persecution of Christians is also prophesied in the Book of Revelation. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Open Doors is an organization that stays up to date with Christian persecution around the world. Here's an up-to-date map they put out with the 50 nations around the world with the most persecution directed towards Christians.
Negative assessments? In other words, if you look at people who you know are doing the wrong thing, what do they hate? What are they opposed to? And that tells you a lot. And right, they're so focused on Christians, who are the most peaceful, law-abiding, decent. Even if you think they're insane, they're definitely not mugging anybody.
Right.
Why are you mad at them?
Right.
But they are. And they feel very, very threatened. Christian nationalism.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do you really think that those are the people you need to worry? No, you want more of people like that. But the people in charge don't feel that way. They're very threatened by the Christians. And I just think that that's the most revealing of all.
Not only does the Book of Revelation prophesy about Christian persecution, but Jesus himself warned that this is something that would happen to followers of him. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you.
So you said a minute ago that that history will end, time will end, Jesus will return. You don't know when.
Right. It says we don't know exactly when.
Okay. So can you, and I get at least once a day someone coming by my house and leaving me something about the end times, and which I appreciate, of course. And I'm actually serious.
Sure.
And every single day. And that's great. And I've met a lot of the people and I couldn't be nicer. But in some of the stuff that they leave, which I read actually, there's a sense that, like, we can predict through numerology, for example, like the day this is history's ending.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying we can't.
Some of the greatest prophecies of all, next to the prophecies of Jesus coming the first time to save us, are the prophecies of Jesus coming the second time to deliver us and set all things right. We're told that when he comes, it'll be like a thief in the night. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. But we're also told that when you notice all the prophecies that God warned us about happening, lift up your heads, because his return is soon at hand. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. Then he spoke to them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they are already budding, you see and know for yourselves that summer is now near. So you also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. God's ways are higher than our ways, and his understanding is higher than our understanding. So while we should look for the signs like the fig tree budding, and whoever is alive to witness the fulfillment of them, they can look up with hope of Jesus Christ's soon return. But we don't know exactly how or when the Lord will come for us. So live every single day as if the Lord is coming, because he specifically told us he'll be coming at an hour that we least expect.
A lot of Christians like to make Jesus in their image. They want the version of Jesus that they like. They like the Savior part. They don't like the Lord part. It's Lord and Savior.
What's the difference?
Well, the Savior part is the part that saves your soul, and you get to go be with him when you die. The Lord part, he refers to his people as bond slaves. Bond slaves. We are supposed to be bond slaves to Christ, meaning you are a piece of property. He owns you. You don't have, your will does not matter. What you want to do does not matter. He owns you. That's what it means to truly become an actual real Christian, as you turn everything over to him.
This is an important fact to highlight, and it lines up perfectly with the previous verses we just looked at. Make Jesus your Lord, not just your Savior. Live for him. We should turn from our wicked ways to the Lord so he can forgive our sins and heal our lands. Jesus, our Savior, is our expected hope. Jesus, our Lord, is living for him every day because we don't know at what hour our Lord is returning.
Yeah, so now all the things that need to exist physically are all here now so that the prophecies that have been laid out could now physically manifest. Now, I don't know if that's going to be today or 100 years from now or 1,000 years from now. I don't know the answer to that, but I do know this is a new era. So when you read Revelation, and you read Daniel, and you read these other prophecies, it now doesn't sound like science fiction anymore because we see it every single day.
That is absolutely crazy.
Is that a light bulb going off or what?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.